Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Welcome to the friend request. It's your host, Chloe Madryn. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here. I'm very excited about today's episode. I think you're going to love it. It's the last record from Melbourne, so it's the last one that you will see with this weird, janky-ass, friggin' blanket fort setup. We'll be back to the usual gorgeous-looking thing. I mean, I think it's all right. Audio listeners can't even see it. They're like, girl, shut up. Get to the show. And fair, I will. Today I had the first ever return guest to the fort. This is very exciting stuff. Now this guest, he came. He was one of the first guests, actually. I think he was on like episode 4 or something like that. He came and recorded the greatest episode about 6 months ago. It was so much fun. We had so many laughs. And then, you know, we finished and I turned to see that none of the audio had been recording and the video failed as well. So I put like half of it out and did a solo for the rest of the episode. Go check it out. I mean, it's interesting. We reference it in this episode, but he's come back. We got the full episode. No technical difficulties this time. It's very, very exciting. Please enjoy this episode with the wonderful Mike Goldstein. You're back.
I'm back. Are we on?
We're on.
We're definitely recording.
the last episode, which was probably the best episode of any podcast ever.
Certainly. I actually had to listen to it this morning to see like what was cut, because I used like half of it still.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just bad audio. Yeah. But it was getting so good and it sucks because then it's just done.
It's gone forever.
Yeah, but I figured we could recreate it beat by beat today.
Okay, yeah, because it was scripted.
Yes, it
so
was.
It just depends how much of the script I can
remember.
But that's the thing. Maybe like you catch me in a lie now, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He made that up. He doesn't have any friends. Yeah.
You said you didn't have any friends in that episode, so.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, I actually have all the friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this a new new twist in your
life? In the past 5 months, I've made all the friends.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. So has anyone else held up the fort with their head?
No, I don't think it's necessary.
I feel like it's just so I can lean back.
Yeah, fair. Sorry. Well, you know, the regular setup, I mean, it's been revamped and gotten better since you were in it last time, but it is usually a lot more comfy even.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about it that, you know, my podcast is very prank heavy.
Yes.
But then the biggest prank of all is you getting middle-aged comedians to crouch into a pillow fort for an hour.
I didn't know it would be an issue. I really didn't. I don't know. I thought everyone could sit on the fucking ground.
No.
It's a real problem.
It's a real problem. You know, all our backs are going, you know, everything's falling apart. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is fine because this is actually on a bed.
Yes.
Whereas, and the other one was fine too, but it was just like, do you lie down? Do you sit?
Some people lie down.
You can't say Indian style anymore.
Yeah, well.
Can you?
I guess you can.
Yeah.
You said that last time and I was confused because I thought you meant like India, like near Sri Lanka, India.
No.
The whole time.
Native American
yeah.
style.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm, I guess, woker than you.
You are. Yeah. That goes without saying, really. But, you know, you could ramp it up. You're not sitting Native American style. You're sitting savage style.
So, Jesus Christ. Redskins?
Redskins.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That was actually one of my favorite football teams, and they've now changed.
They have changed.
To the, they were the Washington football team mm-hmm. for a while, and then now they're the Commanders.
Okay.
Which is like, to me, not as good.
I mean, choose one.
Choose one.
Yeah, you can't keep changing it.
No.
That's a lot.
Commander seems more white and patriarchal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Just go back to the Redskins, you know. But
I watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt recently.
Okay.
Which is actually a really good show.
Right.
I never knew about it. I thought it was just like really dumb and silly and... I don't know, it's very funny and it's like, I don't know, great show. I don't need to plug this show, but they have, what's her name? She plays, what is her name? Jenna Malone or something?
From 30 Rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very white woman. Uh-huh. She is actually Native American, her character. Uh-huh. And it's so funny. It's like, no, I dye my hair. I wear blue contacts. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
She dates a man whose parents own the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
And it's this whole thing. And then she ends up getting them to change the name to like, we're going to take your guns or something. Because they figured the more enraged people are, the more they buy merch and that sort of shit.
Yeah, yeah. So she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Yeah.
It was a great little sketch, but in my head I'm like, that's real and that's what happened. I don't follow the sport. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually wearing a Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt.
Oh,
and they're trying
God.
To get the Chiefs changed.
Really?
Because it's another Native American reference. And then the most problematic thing, and I grew up going to games, is the entire stadium does what's called the tomahawk chop, which I won't do it, you know, for safety's sake. But it's it is wild in how much appropriation is going on there.
I'm surprised I haven't heard more of this with all the Taylor Swift craziness.
Well, true. I think that might have forced the issue a little bit.
Yeah.
But also the fact that crazily there was a team called the Redskins. Has taken the heat off the Chiefs forever. Yeah. And then there was the Cleveland Indians, which was a baseball team, and their mascot was like a Native American caricature.
Oh.
Yeah, which has now been changed.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
Man, you're from a beautiful country.
I am. I really am. It's everything's going great over there.
Yeah.
There's no problems at all. It's a utopia, really.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I want a gun.
Oh, yeah. Get a gun.
I want a gun.
People, what they don't tell you is that guns are fun.
They're so fun.
Until they start murdering people.
Well, they don't murder people.
No, people do.
People do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, get a gun.
Okay.
You know, throw it out to your listeners. Send Chloe a gun
Send
in the
me
mail.
Send me a gun. I'm going to make an Amazon wish list.
Yeah, why not?
It's all guns and swords.
You know what? I'm amazed because you've, you know, seen open mic comedy. And I'm amazed that it's the one place that there hasn't been a shooting in
Never?
America. Never.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought there would... What?
Every other day you would think there would be one. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The level of, let's say, mental instability that goes into most open mic comedy rooms, it's crazy there hasn't been one
man
yet.
If Jacob was in America he would have done it himself.
Yeah,
he loves to bring a fake gun with him on stage and then if he's bombing threaten to shoot himself and threaten to shoot the audience. It's great. It's
see
great
that
bit.
That works here.
It does.
If he did that in the States he would be taken down.
Yeah, he'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, to me, I'm just like, but I think it's because open mic comics are like, well, if I do this, I won't be able to do my 5 minutes about 69ing or something, you know.
Yeah, so it's important.
Yeah, you really don't want to shit where you eat. Shoot where you eat.
Very well done.
This is good. I'm happy to be doing a pod because I've been doing morning radio.
Yeah, you
morning.
Mentioned. You've been up since 5:30?
Yeah. So
Yuck. It
was like, you know, a lot of talking to Friggy and the Bear in Ipswich.
Oh, my God.
About what's the worst smell you've ever smelled.
What was it?
My dad's ass. Not like, well, because he farted, not because I was like eating him out.
I mean,
can we cancel all this and just start again?
No.
Hopefully this one's lost to time.
It's not going to be. It's going to be perfect. Say more.
Yeah, I was rimming my dad and I was like, this smells bad. Yeah, so this is all quality stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. It's nice to be able to be yourself, you know.
It is free. I know. Like, I couldn't talk about rimming my dad on a fucking, you know.
What does the world come to?
Yeah, on some of these regional radio stations. I think half of them think I'm Mike Goldman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So still.
Still.
Awesome.
Yeah. Whatever.
What were you doing it for? Like promoting stuff?
Oh, yeah. The season 6 of The 100 is, it's been on air for a couple weeks now, but it was my turn to promote this week and do the radio rounds. So
fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing my first radio spot in a month or so.
All right.
Just with some like local thing in Sydney.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah, that's something. Myself. Just like the drop-in interview spot?
Yeah, that's easy. To promote the show, so it's like fine.
Are they a commercial radio station or just like an independent?
I actually haven't looked into them that much. they reached out. I said, yeah, absolutely, please.
Yeah.
Give me your 10 listeners.
Oh, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. That's the thing. Podcasts reach so many more people.
Uh-huh. It's so funny. I was talking to people at a interesting open mic the other night about like trying to do press stuff for the show. And they were like, oh, yeah, like radio and stuff. And I'm like, podcasts?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You've got actual fans listening to this. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Radio, I don't think moves the needle at all. Like I said, talking to Phrygian Bear in Ipswich today, you know, was just a waste of everyone's time, really. They're caught in this hell of waking up at 4 a.m. every morning and like going in and like, oh, what fart noises are we going to use today? Or boyoyoings or, you know, they got to decide all that. And still respectable job. Plenty of comics that we know have moved into radio and are great at it and successful.
Some of them think it's the dream and everyone else is so envious of them too, though.
I mean, six-figure income. Sure.
Some of them. I mean, not the ABC.
No. But, you know, it's also, to me, I got into comedy so I didn't have to wake up early and go to a job.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I would do it. Like, it sounds crazy because, you know, I'm not very successful and it would be crazy for me to turn down a job. But I'm like, I don't work any normal job. To this day, I will happily be broke because I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
I'm doing fine.
We're in a pillow fort in a hostel in King Street.
You chose a private room in a hostel.
True, private room. Is it shared bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two bathrooms, though.
Yeah.
I've seen like one other person.
Is there a sink in the room?
Yeah, there's not a sink in the room.
I've stayed in. There's a big stain on the wall there that would horrify me.
Yeah. I know. It's disgusting. Oh, Jesus.
No,
Christ.
This is the glamour of show business.
I came down when Taylor Swift was here. I didn't know how expensive everything would be. Otherwise, I would have been able to afford a proper
place. Most expensive weekend in Melbourne of all time. Flights, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because I've, you know, stayed in Potts Point. It's probably the last time I say it in like a hostel type situation with the shared bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was a sink in the room, which was even grosser to me because everyone's peeing in that sink.
Oh my God. Yuck.
Right?
Yuck.
There's no
way.
Of
course.
Yeah. No one's going down the hall.
Oh, that's so awful.
Yeah. So the sink is actually worse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, this is my first and probably last time in a hostel.
Okay.
I've never done it before.
Yeah. You're leveling up.
I'm a star.
You're better than this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now I'm just, the worst smell I've ever smelled might be that stain on the wall.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm mortified.
Mystery stain.
It's so bad. Oh, I can't deal. Wait. Before we move on from radio, what's your radio name?
My radio name?
Yeah.
Like what would be like my funny call name?
Yeah.
Mike G-Spot.
Oh my God, that's good.
I don't know. What would your handle be?
Mad Dog Madron.
Mad Dog Madron. It's right there.
It's right there.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're on with G-Spot and Mad Dog Madron.
Oh my God, that's a show.
Yeah. Fuck. Mad Dog and the G-Spot. That's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pitch it.
Well, this could be our demo tape. You know how people cut demos and send them to radio stations? So this could be it. You know, us talking about rimming dads and fucking scratch and sniff stains on the wall and, you know.
Yuck. No, this is...
I'm sorry. Did I ruin the facade?
This is a wholesome podcast. Yeah. Everyone, the fort looks a little different, but they still thought that I was in, you know, something glamorous, not a stained hostel room.
Have you met many of the other denizens of the hostel here?
No.
Okay,
I've only
good.
Seen, like, one guy was sitting playing, like, a little piano that's actually a mat.
Uh-huh.
Plugged into his computer,
yep,
which I imagine sounded awesome.
Yeah.
And he never said anything. And then...
old, young, backpacker looking.
Like 30-ish.
Okay.
I don't know what his deal was. And then there was another guy who was definitely keen to chat to everyone. He was like Swedish.
Uh-huh.
I was out coming out of the shower in a towel. And he's like, hey, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm naked. No. He's like, are you here to see Taylor Swift? And I'm like, no. Stop it.
I think a hostel, like, because this is all about friends and making friends, is probably the last place you want to be socializing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like it's, you know, the beach holiday or something. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But here on King Street in Melbourne, I think there's a romanticism to it. There is like an artist... Bukowski-esque.
Oh, got a Bukowski quote tattooed on my arm.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with his works, this is very Bukowski.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I'm sure he set up a little pink pillow for it sometimes. And...
he did. That's where he did his writing.
That's where he wrote Ham on Rye. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't stayed in a hostel before, but I have stayed in one of those capsule hotels before.
Oh, those are the ones, and not even being racial here, but that Asians love.
Yes. Well, they're big in like Japan and stuff.
Yeah.
And I did that because I am the kind of person who doesn't want to socialize with strangers.
Yeah. I feel like they're made for a smaller people, though. You know, like
I'm not that big.
No,
okay.
You're not big, but I'm saying me trying to fit into one of those would be a nightmare.
Well, Jacob's done it before.
Has he?
I don't know how he
does. He
went.
Sleep like what? Fetal position? Does
yes, he?
He
does. Yes. Okay. No. There's room. They're decently roomed. You can't stand up in it, but you can sit up.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was kind of futuristic looking.
Yeah.
Like from afar, it's like, oh, all of these cool lights, and then you touch it, and it's just shitty plastic.
Yeah. It must be dirt cheap though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So cheap.
How many nights did you do?
Maybe like three or four. And then I did the other half of that trip in a nice Airbnb.
Right.
So it was like a treat.
Yeah.
You know, I really like to push off satisfaction. What's the word?
Delay
gratification. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then really appreciate things.
It does make you appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I've done that plenty of times. Often, you know, comedy clubs will put you up in shitty accommodation. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just tap out after a couple nights and be like, fuck it. I'll use half my fee to just be comfortable.
Yeah. It's worth it.
And, you know, I know comedians in their 60s that are still sleeping on couches and stuff. And there, but for the grace of God, go I. You know? Like it could be, you know, 15, 20 years.
Mm.
I'm couch surfing again.
You could be there.
Yeah.
You could be. I can't.
Nah.
I can't. It's just not worth it anymore. Like, you know, I'm... know enough people down here. I'm staying with a friend for the festival, that's for sure, but he's got a whole room for me and everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm getting too old for that sort of shit.
Totally.
Sleeping on a couch.
Oh. And they always wake up before you, and then you either got to fake sleep until they leave for work or something. Or like when you finally wake up, it's a classic thing. They're like, oh, sleepyhead. Or, you know, and then you got to deal with that.
And you're like, I've been out. Okay? I've been out late.
That's it. And you do feel, I mean, this lifestyle is totally opposite to how most people live, right? So if you're out doing gigs every night and then you sleep till midday, these people are like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do they function like this? But I think it's, you know, it's the dream.
It's the dream.
And we're living it.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. It is, you know, a friendship podcast. You're living the dream.
Uh-huh.
You do a podcast with your friend.
Yeah, I'd say business associate.
Well, that was going to be the question. How close were you in Kappa before you started your podcast?
Not close at all. Like, I mean, I would see him at gigs. I think I first met him in Perth at a gig. And the only thing that made me, this sounds horrible, but you know, I'll talk to comics and hang out and, you know, you have a few drinks, whatever. But he, there was a typo on his name on the first gig we ever did together. And it said crapper instead of capper. Yeah. And they, and the pub printed, not even realizing that this was a typo or funny in any way, put it all over their posters and all over their promo stuff. And it said crapper, Nicholas Crapper on everything.
Oh, awesome.
And so I did sent that to him before even meeting him going, your name's Capper, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, they put crapper on everything. He was like, ah, whatever. And then I think I hosted and then still brought him on as crapper. And to this day, you know, he's a, just a fucking crapper to me.
Yeah, and he always will be. Yeah. Well, with his sense of humor, I'm surprised that that's not his stage name.
Crapper, yeah, exactly. He should really embrace that.
It seems right up his alley.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Crapper. I think it was his... maybe we shouldn't say it was a fake name on some social bullshit.
Yes, of course.
No, go find Nick Crapper and send him various horrible shit.
Do you have to do that? Change your name on?
I did early on because I thought it would drive more traffic towards the fan page.
Yeah,
but I don't even use Facebook at all anymore. Yeah, right. Yeah. And then I haven't even tried to get verified on Instagram. I'm real bad on socials.
You could so easily be verified. Yeah. All you need to have is 3 articles written about you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. 3 articles.
I know this because I've tried. Yeah. I'm one away. I need 1 more article.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't you have a ton of followers? Surely that just happens.
Nah.
Oh.
And I refuse to pay for it because that's embarrassing. Right. You know people can pay for it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I have it. I have a mental log of the people who all of a sudden were verified once that was a feature.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love this. All right, once we're done recording. Yeah, yeah. Name names once we're done.
I will.
Well, because how much? It's like, what, 15, 20 bucks a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Fuck that.
Crazy.
Just to have the blue tick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh,
I know.
Yucky.
Some people.
I know.
So, yeah, I guess I got to find out if there's 3 articles about me.
Surely there are.
Yeah.
You're very, very well.
What if they're negative articles?
That doesn't matter.
What if it's the allegations I escaped in America?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll dig up 3 articles. There's all puff pieces promo for the network show I'm on, surely.
Yeah, exactly.
But even to me, that sounds like homework, and I can't even be bothered doing all that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Whereas you, I admire your work ethic, honestly. Oh, thank you. Like your content output and your drive, it's really something like I see younger comics do, or even, you know, comics my age and older, and I'm like, why just, you know, go play a sport or do something fun.
I'll have you know I go to the gym most days, thank you very much.
I know.
And I have a lot of fun, but no, my problem is I need to justify the fact that I work an actual job, like maybe 3 hours a day.
Okay.
You know, so I need to spend a chunk of the other hours doing shit, and that is creating like reels and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hang out tonight, I've got to work, I gotta edit, I gotta make my shitty little reels.
I'm jealous of that's what I'm saying, I'm jealous of the work ethic because I do not have it at all. You know, I can't, like, putting a reel up to me feels like torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, in a way. Yeah. I can't wait to not be on it, but you know, like, you have actual work.
Yeah.
This is all I've got right now. As soon as I've got something else, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
What? You're going to ditch the friend request?
No. Oh, I love the podcast, but you know, I won't be editing the podcast. Hopefully.
Of course. Yeah.
Someone else will be doing the work.
Farm it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outsource. Yeah.
I won't be doing that anytime soon. Someone was fucking some goddamn moron was telling me, oh, you know that you can just pay like $600 a month to use this studio and then they'll edit for you. Or you can just use this AI and it'll do this editing. Basically a bunch of things that like...
cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking... this pure profit right now. This is crazy.
Yeah. My dream is I find a little like assistant open micer that's just will do all the work and just for me to dole out sage advice every now and again. It won't ever happen because I don't really have much.
I think that's a thing of the past.
Is it?
I feel like, I don't know. I've been looking for someone to tech my Melbourne show and I fucking can't find anyone. They're all like, yeah, I'd like $100 an hour, please. Oof. I'm like, I'm sorry. I thought it was a thing.
A you privilege. Pass down the,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get a festival pass. You get to go meet people and be amongst it. And I've done it.
Yeah.
I'm not above that.
Yeah.
But apparently all these fucking new cunts are and it's killing me.
Have you done a call out to the fans of the...
Oh, no.
Because then, I mean, you'd have to vet and it is scary.
Scary.
But I'm sure... You could find someone.
Well, I forgot that I was meaning to be asking around this week while I'm here, but I've completely forgot. So,
really?
Yeah, I think I'll just find a professional and pay them money.
Oh, God.
I know.
Legit? Like,
I know.
Paying someone to do a job?
Paying someone to press, volume up, volume down.
Yeah.
Volume up, volume down. Two or three times.
You don't have a tech-heavy show?
No.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Is it in the fort?
No. Maybe next year, though, I might do a live podcast or something with fort. Yeah,
a stage fort would be sick.
A stage fort would be very fun. Yeah. And, like, I'm thinking, you know, a couchy bed type thing.
Yeah.
We're all in PJs.
Yeah.
I want all the fans to come in their PJs.
Yeah.
Like, we're full sleepover vibes.
I would love lollies. If you get a comic that, like, has a sleep apnea machine and they just have to wear it the whole time. I know a few that I've toured with that have the machine. And just make someone like go full nighttime routine. You know, they're trying to talk through the blog.
That'd be great.
It would be pretty good.
You really get into the theater of it. Maybe have someone sleeping the entire time.
Someone with night terrors that just gets up and screams for a while.
Someone pisses the bed.
Pisses the bed.
Shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Are you still bedwetting?
No.
Okay. I was going to say.
No, but I do remember, I think the oldest time, like I would have been five or something.
Yeah.
I remember peeing the bed once and the last time, I think. I was so afraid of being in trouble. I tried to clean it all up myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I got in trouble for doing that.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Because did you strip the bed and then try and put it in the laundry?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's pretty mature.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe I was older than five.
Yeah, this is yours.
I was 15.
25. I remember wetting the bed at a sleepover. And that was a very terrifying moment.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, you know.
What did you do?
I was 32. No, it was, I tried the whole taking, you know, the underwear off and salvaging the pajama bottoms, but everything was soaked through and then the sheets. And then it just turned into this nightmare situation where then I tried to get it all in the laundry, but the mom of the friend's house I was staying at woke up and came in. And I think I was standing there with nothing but a top on. And it was a situation. She was very kind and understanding. And I never told my friend or, you know, it was she never leaked, even though I did.
Oh. Wow. Well, yeah, you'd hope.
It could be traumatic.
Be crazy. It'd be crazy.
If she's shamed.
If she's like, piss boy.
Yeah.
Piss boy.
Ugh, get out of my house.
Wakes everyone up. Guys, wake up. Look who pissed himself.
Yeah. She starts calling me Goldstein.
That's where the fetish comes from.
Yeah.
You know it.
Oh, yeah.
No, 100%.
Oh, what you think? Bedwetters have the fetish.
Maybe.
Ah, right.
Bedwetters who are shamed.
Oh, true. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I see it happening.
Yeah.
Yuck. Oh, that's fun. Far out.
Yeah.
I got like pretty scared at sleepovers early on.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Remember being pretty upset.
Right.
Being homesick.
Because of even the social aspect or the no escape kind of thing.
I think the no escape.
Yeah.
And like it's funny because I think this has lasted with me. Like I'm an introvert, you know, I'm a very outgoing introvert. I'm very bubbly, for lack of a better term, but I need my time to recharge. And I think that the first time I was confronted with that, especially with someone not familiar, I was just like, no, I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And yuck.
Yeah. And it is a very intimate thing sleeping at a friend's house, you know, and you're in your pajamas for the first time. And it is, if you think about it, a strange kind of custom that does you know, socialize you in a way that you're almost not prepared for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all of a sudden, you know, there's six boys in their pajamas just terrorizing one person's house. And, you know, it's... And no one sleeps, really.
I know.
Yeah.
But also, so sad that it's over.
Yeah.
I want that so bad. Like, as an adult, oh my God.
Now it only happens if it's a house party and everyone blacks out drunk.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah, wakes up.
And, like, it kept happening as a teen, but at least for me, it was too horny then, you know?
Yeah, once puberty kicks in, it's
too... Everyone's fingering.
It's fingering, and yeah, it's too much, right? I feel like we were even doing things at sleepovers... Because, you know, middle of Kansas, we probably started smoking weed very early. But even before that, we were doing that thing where you choke each other out. So you get that brief high.
Oh, yeah. I know it well.
Yeah. So that was a big thing, which even post-puberty, that becomes weirdly sexual and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everything's horny.
Yeah. It's pre-puberty, kids choke each other out, you know, have at it. But post, you have a problem. Yeah.
I mean, it's also crazy to be getting into choking as a sexual thing as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
That's early.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, save some stuff. You're going to be bored by the time you're 30.
Yeah. You got to hold on to choking. Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy.
And you can't introduce choking, like, too late in a relationship either.
Ooh.
You know?
Because then it feels like it's based off resentment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I actually want you dead.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's not good at all. So... That's more advice, you know, to come out of the friend request.
It's really good advice.
Early days, establish the choking that you're into.
That's very good advice, actually. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're an engaged man.
I am. I've been engaged for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When are you getting married?
This year, hopefully.
Okay.
Even though 2020 seems to be repeating itself in a lot of ways.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of like identical similarities to 2020 in a global aspect. The same two guys running for president in the States, the same two teams just played the Super Bowl. There's other things kind of on a personal level that seemed to be repeating, as well as the wedding plan for September of this year. So that's what happened in 2020. And then we sent out invites first week of March 2020 after being engaged 2018. And then obviously 2020, the plandemic, as I've heard you call it.
Happened. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. You said it's a big pharma.
And a couple of groups of people.
Yeah. Very specific groups of people. And then, so then that went to shit. And then we just kept putting it off until this year. So what is that? 2018 to now, it's 6-year engagement?
That's insane. Yeah. I love a long engagement.
Yeah.
But I want a long engagement that isn't then because of what you've had, you know, planning the wedding, but then having it postponed. That's insane.
Yeah.
My question is, have you revised the fucking guest list?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's very different now.
Yeah, are there people that were invited that you're like, I don't like you anymore?
Well, yeah, there's people we've added. There's people, a lot of people who've been dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find ourselves in a situation where people who were once invited to the wedding will be looking at social media of pictures of a wedding they were invited to at one point. And then, so that's how they'll realize. They're like, oh, I was invited to that wedding four years ago.
So you've never actually said anything to them.
Why would you say anything? You can't. Yeah.
That's why I'm curious.
You can't be like, you just sent out a -1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. Maybe I thought that maybe you'd sent out like a thing just being like, hey, guys, sorry. We've had to, you know, change things given the amount of money we put into it originally.
Yeah.
We've had to make some cutbacks.
No. But no, we just
it's
not
a surprise.
Telling people. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think they'll understand because, in the span of 4 years, you make new contacts, you lose contacts. And especially a lot of them were people from Perth that because of the division in the nation throughout the pandemic and then Perth being very secluded and stuff, we just lost contact with a fair few people. And it's like, they would totally, I think, get it. It will be surprised if we hear from someone that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was invited in 2020. What's changed? And it'll be like, well, we all have. you know?
Wow. So when you say Division of the Nation, you're saying like, well, you're racist and we didn't know. Like some crazy shit like that.
I think, yeah. I mean, nothing too crazy, but or just like, you just stop talking to people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you know? That's fine. That's less juicy.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. They're all racist. And yes. A lot of them have airborne STDs.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, so it's
what's an airborne STD?
Well, it's on the wall over there.
Stop it. I'm going to puke. Don't you dare.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. But we are full steam ahead for the wedding in September of this year. And I used to do a bit about it, and it's 100% true that we, when planning the wedding, the wedding planner said one of the dates that was, we're getting married in America, right? She said one of the dates that's free is September 11th. And I said, if we got married on this date, in the States, would it be cheaper? She said, no one's ever asked that before, but it absolutely is.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And so I was pushing hard for a 9/11 wedding.
And why not?
My fiance did not like the idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well,
I know.
Maybe she can pay for the extra.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know, never forget the wedding anniversary.
There was that's the hashtag.
That's a hashtag. You know, we had all sorts of a theme planned. And she was not into it at all.
You can get one of those smash cakes
that
babies have, but it's shaped as the
two
buildings.
Towers. Yeah, yeah. And then, like, yeah, we just, you know, fly in the fork into it. And then it would have been a magical day for all. And I had a wedding speech planned out. I was going to say, jet fuel can't melt true love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't get your wish.
I know. It's bullshit. It's almost like it's all about her.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Yeah. So that bit, I think, I haven't kept doing. It's weird. I found myself at a point where I've written several 9/11 jokes, and I have to decide which one to do.
Oh, of course. Of course. I understand that. Yeah. You can only do one 9/11 joke per set.
Yeah. You don't want to, you know, fucking go back to the 9/11 well too many times.
No. People get a little bored of it, but they love one. It's actually a really good time for 9/11 jokes.
Yeah, I
saw someone do a really good one the other day that made a man in the crowd get up and like bent over, buckled, laughing so hard.
Really?
Yeah. And he was American, so.
Was he?
Yeah.
Can you burn the joke on here?
I don't remember it.
Okay. Well, not never that forget good.
No, I don't recall. Sorry.
No, that's all right. So
The
wedding, the engagement. Yes. Yeah, 6 years together. There's actually a great underappreciated rom-com called The 5-Year Engagement. Jason Segel.
I love a rom-com.
Emily Blunt. I think it's Emily Blunt. It's fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's real good. I think maybe because I watched it on a plane.
Yeah.
And do you know?
Emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Some people act like they don't. They're like, what? No,
what
it's
are you talking
it's
about?
Like, are you kidding? Have you never been on a long haul flight?
And no. It doesn't even need to be long haul for me. I'm doing 1 hour. I'm crying.
Oh, I would get wrecked. Even like when they used to just play just normal TV on a flight. And like if like there was a Bunnings commercial, I would be like, oh, they're so helpful. And get choked up, you know? It's true. Like,
are you just happy they found their passion as well? You know, people there are so passionate.
Yeah. I got choked up, and, you know, I've gotten shit for this before, but I got choked up at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't know. Who the hell is giving you shit for that? Like, do they not have a
crapper,
heart?
Mainly.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I think he thinks I'd like to, I have a, I don't know, a tough guy exterior or something.
Yeah.
Or I put up walls. So if I admit to crying at, you know, We Are Groot.
Yes.
And then he's found a chink in the armor or something.
Yes.
But yeah. But 100% on flights, you're so involved in whatever TV or movie that you're watching that there could be that bias. But I watched it on a flight and I remember thinking it was great.
Okay.
So maybe it needs to be revisited.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a watch. I love a rom-com.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I do want to say about Kappa with the way that he perceives you. I noticed this yesterday. I thought it was really funny. Because he was saying the same thing, like, you know, oh, you don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And I guess he does know you quite well and everything, obviously. But at one point I was, you know, trying to have a little toxic talk shit about people moment. And he turned to me and he's like, I thought you were nice.
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny how people perceive other people, and the like more they get to know them, the more or the less they think they're actually nice.
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Right. I think so. Well, because I think you're more honest exactly. with people once you know them for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm much like you where, you know, we find ourselves in a job where mm-hmm. being extroverted and outgoing is rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually deeply introverted and just like need alone time.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as I love my fiance, even if like she goes to the shops, I'm like, oh, thank God. You know, like I get a half hour, you know.
Completely.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky to have so much time on my own at home.
Yeah.
Because I have my not working a real job.
That's it.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
And being alone has never been an issue, which I think is great for, again, the job. You know, you're on the road all the time. And it's there is that old quote that if you can't stand being alone, maybe you bore other people too. Do you know that quote?
Yeah, that's good.
And it is good. But I feel like it's hard to be bored now. There's so much stimulus and stuff.
Yes.
That,
yes.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to other people's opinions, I guess, yeah, are just first impressions do kind of hold for a long time.
They do.
Right? And yeah. I've been told I'm standoffish or whatever, but that's just because I guess there's a shyness where I don't want to.
Yeah.
But it just comes off as, oh, I'm a bit of a dick.
Disinterest. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And there is that element too. Yeah.
You do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of a reputation. But the more I've seen you, the more I'm like, no, Goldstein's awesome. You're so lovely.
Oh,
you're a nice guy.
Cheers. Yeah.
Of course.
You get it.
I get it. Yeah. Oh my God, these people are idiots.
Yeah, Capper's known me a decade. He doesn't know me at all.
Yeah. What's he talking about?
Yeah.
fun. What you mentioned before about the not being bored is a really interesting thing. I heard someone talk about like how we don't know what damage it's causing. The way that we don't have any like idle mindfulness, really.
Uh-huh.
Like there's always podcast, music,
yeah.
talking, movie, TV, whatever. And it's made me really worried because it's like how beneficial sleep is.
Yeah.
You know, like we think that the absence of everything
yeah.
is really beneficial. And so I've been trying to make a point of doing that lately, of just not listening to anything.
Amazing.
I'm so worried about my brain health.
Yeah.
It's dog shit. I'm getting so much dumber. Oh my God.
I think a huge thing for me has been leaving the phone at home.
Yeah.
And just going out, and then, you know, I'll try and go to the gym or sit in a cafe and then, you know, take my notebook filled with my shitty joke ideas and be like, oh, jet fuel can't melt true love. You know, that you can't write gold like that if you're being distracted by Instagram notifications. So that honestly, it's huge. And then also I charge my phone in the kitchen. So it's not the first thing I look at when
That's
I wake
very
up
smart.
And I sleep better because.
How do you wake up?
When my brain tells me to, or usually one of my giant obese cats walks across me.
And you don't need an alarm or anything?
Nah.
You don't have an appointment in the morning? How did you wake up today?
Oh, I had to do radio. So I set the alarm in the kitchen on
the
phone.
And you can just hear it?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah. Mm. And then that forces me to get out of bed and go turn the alarm off.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
Very good tip. But then you're still looking at your phone, aren't you?
Yeah, if you go turn it off and then bring it back, that's the worst habit. If I go get the phone out of the kitchen and go back to bed, and then all of a sudden like an hour and a half's gone by and I've just been looking at reels and bullshit for
it's so bad.
Yeah.
My kitten is a cuddly kitten.
Yeah.
He likes to have every single morning. I mean, he's lucky that I don't fucking work.
Yeah.
He likes to come and cuddle me right here.
Yeah.
For at least half an hour.
Oh.
And it's adorable.
Yeah.
But it encourages me to be on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I'm just sitting there. Like, I may as well check in.
I know.
It's bad.
The best excuse though, if a cat gets on your lap, they always know when you're about to get up, I feel like too.
Yeah.
You know? So like if you're watching TV or something and then the cat parks itself on your lap, you're like, well, I'm here until she leaves.
Yeah it's awesome.
I know.
God, cats rule.
Yeah,
hot take.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Like, you'll meet mine at some point, but they are huge.
They look big.
They're real big.
It's so cute.
I know, but it's not. We take them to the vet and they're like, what are you doing?
Really? Yeah, they're like, actually overweight.
We put them on a diet and stuff, but like, it was, I think it was their feeding habits in lockdown with us. Oh, we all blew up a little bit.
I gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's because you're just sitting around and you're like, let's feed the cats. We're eating.
I also started dating Jacob. So new relationship. Oh, yeah. Just like, let's eat pizza all day, every day.
Yeah.
Just be in bed, smooching and eating.
Well, that's a thing in new relationships. I mean, I've been in booze-based relationships.
Where
we were both like heavy drinkers, like probably mid to late 20s. But it was just, that was, you look back now and you're like, oh, that was a relationship of alcohol.
Yes.
You know.
Which is so dangerous because, like, you don't even know the person.
Yeah. Bad. Exactly.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, yeah, looking back, you're like, yeah, I didn't know her.
No.
At all. I could tell you her drink order.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I actually can't drink right now. And it's a weird thing with, like, hanging out with people, how uncomfortable other people are.
Is this a pregnancy announcement?
No! Okay. Oh, my God. I would never. Yuck. I would never grow a baby in me.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, I have tried. I mean, no. Sorry.
All right.
It's an abortion announcement.
Okay. All right. That's big, too.
No. I can't drink. It's not. I'm not processing it well.
Okay.
I had three drinks the other night.
Yeah.
You saw me then.
Uh-huh.
I was shit-faced.
Were you?
Yeah.
You seem fine.
Yeah, I hold it well.
I left by 11:30 though.
I only had one more drink after that.
Okay.
But it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's hurting me, you know?
Can I ask how old you are?
29.
It's just gonna get worse.
I know. But even when I was 18, I couldn't drink. Yeah. Like, I'd have one glass of wine and I would be puking.
Really?
Yeah, I'm allergic to alcohol. So
true. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird because I still want to go to the pub.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with my friends. I just want to order a Diet Coke
or
a soda water. And I do, but some people are really weird about it.
I feel like men get more shamed about, even like my,
I'm sure,
when my order changed from beers to vodka sodas, I cop so much shit. But now
it's crazy.
Everyone's on the vodka sodas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Any other drink is crazy. I'm sorry. You can drink 2-3 full beers, pints of beer. That's like a couple of bowls of pasta.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. When I order it, though, I do say Vodtod for my bod and giggle. And ask for a little umbrella and stuff. So.
I did see you ask for a little umbrella. Yeah.
So that's fun.
Do a little like lift of the pinky.
Oh,
well.
Pinky always. Yeah. Up. Yeah.
You know what? I think you should be bullied. That's fair.
Yeah. Bring back bullying. Yeah.
We've got some sleepover games to get into.
Oh, I forgot about the games.
Yeah.
Of course.
I know.
We choke each other out.
Yes, that's the best, man. We did that in grade 7 and made a guy pass out, and like, I mean, we all passed out, obviously.
Yeah.
But he like fell forward and smashed his face and broke his teeth.
That's the first thing you learn is like always have the weight going.
I
back,
know,
right?
I yeah. know exactly. Or even like sit down,
but smash his teeth out.
Smash his teeth out.
Ooh.
It was bad. And he was like the little guy, you know?
Oh,
because you were saying that you were a little guy in school, right?
I was small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
Which surprises me.
Yeah.
You don't have the air of a small guy.
No?
No.
I mean, I think I was the funny little guy, which helped. But like, yeah, I was definitely a late bloomer.
Yeah.
It would have been like probably 15 before. So I could have been happily non-sexually choked out until I was 15. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And then you never stopped.
Oh,
you were one of the freaks who was into it at 16.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
But just choking myself out.
Yeah,
solo choking.
It's dangerous stuff, man. You got to be careful.
Oh, the autoerotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear about that much these days. Remember a bunch of celebs died from that? Yeah. There was David Carradine, Michael Hutchins, even though that's disputed, but it's like, come on. We all know.
Is it? Yeah. Maybe people realize it's so fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Or maybe people are still doing it. They're just calling it suicide these days.
Yeah.
Where everyone's actually wrong.
I tried a bit about it once where you only ever hear about guys doing it and dying, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's never really a female thing. And that's because women are better at multitasking, right? If they are doing it, they're doing it successfully. Doing they're not dying on accident.
Said it 1,000 times. We do everything better. Yeah. I don't know. I think this is our world and we should take it.
I know. The future is female.
Jacob said the other day that he thinks the requirement for using the internet should be to like lop your cock off.
Uh-huh.
Was the phrase he used.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Internet for the girls.
Yeah, I think keep the dick, just get rid of the balls, castrate, right? Because then you're the all the drive is gone and everything.
It's not. I've I dated a man with no balls and
oh really?
I'm dead set serious. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. He transitioned and then detransitioned.
Oh.
Yeah. Really interesting.
That's a lot of transitioning.
I know. Yeah. Busy yeah. boy.
Jesus.
I know. But he still had drive.
Really?
Yeah. I guess he was on hormones and stuff.
Yeah. All right. True. Well.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean it's not a bad idea. I think if you chemically castrated every dude before he could use the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be internet traffic would like slow to almost nothing.
Yeah, completely. But I think that sounds nice.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. And look, I'm sure the girls would find a way to make it awful. There are definitely toxic places with the ladies on the internet, but this is personal bias. So yeah. I want internet for the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my campaign.
What's the closest thing to internet for girls? Like what's the, is there like one site that's still, you can't really, because how would you even police that?
Nah, boys get in there.
Yeah.
They pretend to be girls.
Yeah.
I've got some people that message me and this is wild. They say like, they've got a girl in their profile photo. They say, babe, what size bra are you? I think we're the same and I need to go shopping.
No.
Yeah. I've had it multiple times and I'm like, I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
I'm like, they'll fit you. It's okay. Yeah. Just go on in. They'll do the sizing. Yeah. Well, because what if it is a girl?
Yeah. Do you go look at the profile and see like if how much they've committed to the bit?
Sometimes if it looks like, you know, if it looks a little bit more legit, then yeah, of course I want to respond because I want to look out for my big titted girlies out there.
Yeah.
And you have to know specific places and everything. I'll give them recommendations for the place, but then if it, and it always does, gets to the question of, and what size are you?
God damn.
Like, motherfucker.
I know. It's well, fucked. Good to know. I thought that fake account I set up was very clever, but apparently
God
not.
God damn it, Mike.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And I was thinking that you said yesterday that the venue you're at is Catfish, which is a hilarious name for your venue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I should have better sales by now. Yeah. I'm calling out my people.
Well, I think maybe they think it is. They're like, the venue's called Catfish.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just all right there.
It's a little too on the nose.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
All right, let's play some games.
All right.
Starting with Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have to kiss everyone on the cheek every single time you see everyone?
Everyone you greet.
Not just walking down the street. Even if it's someone walks down the street and like speaks to you.
Uh-huh. So any interaction.
Any interaction.
I kiss them on the cheek.
Yes. Or have to lick one man's hand a month, but it's like the worst open micer.
Right. This is, you know, I'm a germaphobe.
I know you're a germaphobe.
And so you've given me
two disgusting options.
A hellish choice.
I'm sorry.
Lick one hand a month.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking back of the hand? Are we talking palm? We're talking palm.
Mm-hmm.
And can I get this open micer to sanitize and wash?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so.
Hmm. Oh, this is tough. If he washes his hand and a copious amount of sanitizer is applied, oh God, I gotta lick. And then are other people privy to this lick?
Yeah, it's at a gig.
It's at a gig.
Yeah, it's at a gig.
On stage.
No, not on stage, but right. Just like other comics and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And they know I've been cursed by a gypsy or something to
yes, and I am the gypsy.
Yeah, okay. Yes. To lick his hand. And I just... And then the other thing that's problem with the kissing thing is I would have to ask for consent to kiss.
You're going to get beaten up for sure.
Yeah.
You're going to for sure get beaten up.
I mean, I feel like Europeans could get away with it sometimes.
Yeah, but like imagine if a homeless man comes up to you asking for money.
And I give him a little smooch. Yeah. I give him a little peck on the cheek.
I mean, it sounds pretty cute.
Yeah. It is cute. I feel like, oh God, this sucks. I'm gonna kiss, I think.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a full lick of the hand, and other people are privy to it, seems particularly awful. And then, like, I'm imagining it's on the same day every month. And so I just have this day fucking hanging over my head. It's, you know, that countdown clock? As soon as you do it, it's the clock resets. Yeah. And it's just happening again in a month. Whereas a quick little... I feel like you could do that thing, you know, like if you like kiss an auntie where you just kind of kiss the air on the side.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Or is that, no. Is that not within the parameters?
I'll allow it.
Right.
If it helps you make your decision.
I think just the thing where you like press your cheek maybe and like kiss.
Yeah.
But then I got shit for doing that from a good friend of mine when I greeted his mom and she went in for the cheek kiss. And then me, instead of kissing her on the cheek, I just made the kissy sound near her ear.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's and he said the it way
was,
to go.
He said it was a freakish thing to do.
No. Yeah. No, I can't believe how close to your level of germaphobe I am.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize. Because people, you know, bang on about it on your podcast. Cap is banging on about it for years.
Yeah.
I've always heard it. And I'm like, well, he's got to be up here. But I'm just down here.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I'm the same.
No. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. If I can get away with just making a kissy sound in their ear, you know, close to their ear so they think I've kissed.
You've made it sound worse.
Yeah, kissy sounds bad.
And just make a little kissy sound in their ear.
Yeah, little kissy boy with his Vodtons. I think I'd go kiss, but then, a homeless man. But, you know, Jesus washed the feet of all his... That's positioning myself as Jesus.
Hey, I was holding hands with a homeless man the other day.
There you go.
Yeah. It happens.
Beautiful.
I know. Saved his life. Want to hear about it? Come to my show. Okay. Would you rather... Wait. Actually, I need to check in first. Last time we did this podcast, you had pretty recently been hated by many women around the world.
Oh, that was happening.
Time. Yeah. Yes. How is it going now?
That's fine. I mean, like anything else that went viral for a while, then got picked up by another huge account, and then so it ramped back up again.
Sweet.
But they were supportive. They were like, this is funny.
Oh, good.
And then so the comments on that were like people being complimentary.
Yeah.
So it was like the full spectrum.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was me making a joke on TV about women wearing makeup, which, you know, learned my lesson. But now I almost kind of want to go back and like be like, can I get another viral clip?
Yeah, reshare it. Yeah, get it going.
That since changed to the Anti-Jewish Defamation League.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or I should not say anti-Jew, just the Jewish Defamation League coming after me because I did a joke about Jews on the show. And they wanted a public apology. And I just ignored it completely. And they had the Herald Sun, the big newspaper in Melbourne, contact me and like want a statement and everything. And I was in the States at the time and I was like, I don't care about any of this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to deal with it. Yeah. Right?
And I talk about in the show, I'm like, don't Jews have bigger fish to fry at the moment? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like coming after one of their own. Like, do you really want to crucify one of your own?
Have
you
that.
Learned your lesson? So
people get mad.
Yeah. So the my two favorite types of people, you know, Jews and women, have attacked me in the past year, and I come from a woman and a Jew, and you know, I don't have a problem with them, but I feel like women and Jews have been through years of oppression and persecution.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I mean, they've come out the other side of it now, and all they do is complain.
Well, I think you've dealt them the worst of it, Mike. What are you talking about? Obviously, what you have done is worse than anything else that's ever happened to a woman or a Jew.
I made a joke on network TV that no one watches. Yeah.
It's a good show. Thank you. I see the clips.
Oh, that's good. Yep. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on Channel 9 and 9 Now.
It is good. It's really good. There's, you know, I don't know. It's nice to see some of the Australian TV shows being good again.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd just like to see a kind of a platform for good stand-up comics.
Exactly.
You know? And then, of course...
And, like, younger, newer. Yeah. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Get me on there.
yeah, definitely. You know?
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
With that in mind, would you rather have to hang out with those women on the internet?
Uh-huh.
You know the ones.
Yeah.
The worst of them.
Uh-huh.
Or hang out with the most grubby open micer.
Do you really think I have a problem with open micers?
I'm sorry. I know. I don't know why I've got it down here twice. I was in a rush this morning writing these questions.
Yeah. So is this the one that I was potentially having to lick the hand of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the worst one.
So hang out in what context? Like
dinner.
Dinner. A one-off dinner.
Mm-hmm. One-off dinner with either of these people.
Okay. So only one of the thousands of women who like...
Yeah, but the worst one.
The worst one.
Yeah.
There was ones that were DMing me.
Yeah.
I must have told you about that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So they
what
would
color
be,
are their hairs, by the way?
Well, a lot of pinks and blues. Yeah. Grubby open micer. And we're talking like a fancy degustation type
Yeah,
meal.
It's a long dinner.
Okay. I actually think the meanest of the women.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's always the case with internet trolls that if you actually talk to them in person,
it's fine.
Yeah. And they would be like all nervous and weird.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
so
would
true.
Back down totally. And then, yeah.
And then afterwards, they'd probably say to their people, he's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that, I mean, not even in a confrontational sense, just to be like, I think. If you take people's comments, there's a great SNL sketch called Why'd You Say That?
Mm-hmm.
And it's where they just confront people on a game show of what they've commented on.
Awesome. Oh, my
posts.
God.
Yeah. And it's just like people going, just backing down immediately or, you know, like some excuse or whatever. Whereas I feel like a grubby open micer, a long dinner. I hate talking about the comedy process and I hate talking about... you know, routines or just shit. Like there's so many comedy pods where do you get your inspiration from? And it's that shit is so boring to me now. And I'm
what made you start comedy? What's it like to do comedy as a woman?
Oh God. I don't get that question as much anymore since the transition.
You look amazing.
Thank you. So I would say, I think the mean internet troll woman that, you know, called for my death in a DM and on, you know, the public post as well. Yeah.
Hey, and then helping out with the engagement. Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
If it's just a DM, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Put it in a comment.
I know. I think her particular comment was, what must have said it on the last episode was, I hope you eat shards of glass and shit it out and bleed to death.
Oh my God. Yeah. And Jesus Christ.
And I just threw it a thumbs up or something.
Oh man. Yeah. See, I am so much more annoyed by like creepy comments than I am the like attempt to be mean.
Uh-huh.
'Cause the attempt to be mean is really fun and I can play with it and I can make fun of them and get them back worse. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And they look like an idiot.
Yeah.
But it's when people are being like yuck and creepy and horny.
Yeah.
I'm just like, get out of here. Go away.
The fucking horniness is so weird.
It's just wild. Yeah. Like, there is porn.
Does it ever work, though? Do you think, like, every once in a while some guy comments a horny, you know...
I don't think so.
Then the woman's like, sends, hey, like, you
seem
cool.
Hang on, wait, what? Did you just say mummy milkers? Yeah. Oh my God, that's what I've been waiting to hear my whole life.
That's what I thought. There's maybe overpopulation in India because the comments work sometimes. You know, they're all like, show us Bob's and Vijay. And then some women are like, yeah. It's a law of averages, surely.
Oh my God. Yeah. Shit. Who knows? It couldn't be. If it works, those women.
Yeah.
They need to hand their vaginas back.
Yeah.
They do not deserve them. Sorry, ladies. You're being stitched up. I am.
That's the thing. It's never worked.
I'm actually a fan of female genital mutilation in this case.
Because it is just construction site workers wolf whistling in internet form.
Yeah. Which I guess.
Yeah.
In the real world, works sometimes.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because now tradies are hot and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like most of the time, I mean, for me personally, most of the time you're like, shut up, go away. Yuck. You know, the drive by, the say something.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're feeling really confident and you're like, I look good. You get one and you're like, yeah, thanks.
All right.
Yeah. So sometimes.
So there you heard it here first.
Wolf only whistle. In real life if you're buff. Don't.
Yeah, you got to be buff.
Yeah. Oh my God. But the like a cat, that's the most disgusting
That's
thing.
A noise I make when I kiss.
It's your little kissy noise. Yeah. Yeah. No. Some guys do that to women as their cat call.
What?
It's like a ps ps ps.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
That can get fucked. That makes me want to actually puke.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Is that a common thing?
It's a common thing.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's super gross. Yeah, anyway, sort your gender out. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
We suck. We really do.
But, you know, to keep it horny.
Yeah.
We're up to fuck, marry, kill.
All right. Great. Love it.
This one, I think it's, you know, it's a bit of a crossover with some phone hacks content.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill. Sexy Shrek.
Uh-huh.
Kermit the Thought.
Uh-huh.
You saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
Or Kevin James with big tits.
Oh, this is all very phone hacksy. Mm-hmm. All things we've sent random people or posted ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So Sexy Shrek, Kermit the Thought, or the Kevin James meme where he's got giant tits. Fuck, marry, kill. This is good. I really like this.
Thank you. I thought so.
This is tough. This is like something we need like an hour for.
So sorry.
Yeah. I think I think you marry Kermit the Thought.
What?
I think
is it just because he's got the best ass?
I think he's got the best ass. And then also Kermit rules. Like Kermit's a Zen like puppet character, you know, Rainbow Connection.
Yeah,
he was chill.
He
always was wise, you know, even you know, mercilessly stalked by Miss Piggy.
But
handled it well and always treated her with respect.
God,
and
I could have used that when I was Miss Piggy as a 21 year old.
Oh, did you have a few Kermits?
I mean,
yeah. Okay.
That was a man I called like 50 times in one night.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
It's a lot. He asked me not to call him again after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just.
Were you leaving voicemails?
I don't know. I was very drunk.
Okay.
I just couldn't read. Okay? I just needed him to pick up and tell me plans weren't happening.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sexy Shrek. Are we talking Shrek with a woman's body? Or are we talking the Shrek with like where he's got like the huge dong and he's sitting on the side of the bed?
A woman's body.
Okay, yeah. So they
You're
all
straight
have,
man.
Yeah.
They all got tits. They all got puss.
Yeah. Okay. Tits and puss.
Tits and puss.
But male heads.
Yep.
Okay. I do like that Shrek is, you know, a bit of a introvert curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Sticks to the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
But I think. Oof. I think I kill Kevin James with big tits.
Wow.
Yeah. I think
He's
I could. It's too. That combination is too within the realms of reality. Where the other ones are fantastical. But him with big tits, because he is kind of, you know, would have some kind of moob situation already.
Yeah.
But him with the giant ones, I feel like I have to kill that.
Yep.
Because it's too possible.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't even know what's going on the bottom half of that photo.
Yeah.
You're assuming it's the rest of Kevin James. So,
yeah.
You know, it's,
so it's just
probably a good call.
Yeah. So I kill Kevin James and then I fuck Sexy Shrek. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now that you've said it all, I didn't know where you'd go with it, but it actually makes perfect sense. You made a very good decision.
Yeah. And Shrek's all about the inner beauty.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter what.
I think I would probably flip Kermit and Shrek just because like, Shrek's got the hottest voice in the world and Kermit sucks.
Mike Myers doing a Scottish accent?
Yeah.
That does it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A thick Scottish brogue?
Yes.
Okay.
I always thought Shrek was hot.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Again, the introvertedness.
Yeah.
He doesn't need anyone.
No.
He's just, oh, God, love it. love me an avoidant man. Thank God I have one who's secure now. And
yeah.
But wow. All right. We're out of time. We got to play our last game.
Okay.
It's truth or dare.
Right.
Truth or dare.
I mean, does anyone ever say dare?
People do. People are brave.
But I feel like last time you had much more props and stuff. And
I did.
Like, yeah.
You said dare last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
Drink this mystery drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad.
And I'm sure everyone commented on if it was the genders were flipped and a man had a woman over to his pillow fort and said, drink this mystery drink. It's insanity.
Okay, look, you compared me to Jeffrey Dahmer last
episode. Oh, that's right. It was
and now
Dahmer.
Here we are again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no one did get to comment on it because it was in the last half
I was
of the
gone.
Episode. It was gone.
Okay. Well, because if I did the dare... I guess I'll do truth this time.
All right.
Yeah. Are you upset? But you had a better dare.
I did want to see you do the dare, but no, I'm not upset.
Yeah.
If you don't want to answer the truth, you can always pick dare. That's
okay.
Apparently the rules of truth or dare.
Yeah.
So I've learned. But no. This is, the truth is, do you feel like, what with my truth or dares, the dare specifically, that I'm stealing your phone hacks shtick?
No.
Thank God.
Not at all.
Oh, thank God. I worried because I've made someone like post or like message people for the dare before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I hope phone hacks don't see this and thank this bitch.
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. We don't care at all.
You're not on our radar.
Well, no, not even that. It's just that there has been, it's been brought to our attention. There's a card game where it's all like send messages from your phone or like
pranks.
We're like, yeah, whatever. We're just a podcast that the format is so loose. You did it yesterday. And it's like, it's going through each other's phones. It's just revealing things about our guests and ourselves that otherwise wouldn't be discussed in any way. So to me, that's been the most integral part. The hacks is just some dumb fun.
Yeah, that's
at
so true.
The end. And so, yeah, I don't mind at all. You know? But I expect... 15% of your Patreon?
Yes, no, of course, it's coming through.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll get on that.
Right. You can tell me the dare.
The dare was going to be very phone hacksy.
Yeah.
Post an earnest face-to-camera story saying how grateful you are.
Okay, yeah, that's not happening at all. The thing is, I'm in a prison of my own making on phone hacks where Cabra will be like, do an earnest post. And I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. And so after years of doing those types of posts, I'm kind of dead to it. But
of course,
me doing a selfie video, I think is the one thing I've always refused and makes me the most uncomfortable.
Yeah, understandably.
Yeah, even to promote a show, I can't be like, hey, guys, I'm going to be in Adelaide this weekend. I can't do it.
I get it. I do say things to like face-to-camera stuff videos, but in my head, I'm better than everyone else because I never use the term, hey, guys.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Just mash that like, follow, subscribe button. And it's not even casting dispersions on the people that do it.
No.
I do not have it within me. I can't flip the thing and just do it earnestly and then talking about how grateful I am. Fuck me.
I thought it was a pretty good daffy.
Yeah, it was very good. It is very good. And actually, like if you floated it on the phone hacks app you did, Capra would be like, he would apply so much peer pressure.
You've got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I was disappointed. Neither of you did any hacks yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So. Did you get a reply from a...
Nothing yet.
Okay.
And I am offended.
Oh, yeah. Has he seen it? Mm-mm. Okay.
I haven't checked this morning.
Yeah.
I checked last night.
Listen to the PhoneX app that Chloe did. It's fantastic. And she sent a message to a former Donald Trump advisor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, who is a neo-Nazi.
And who follows her.
Yeah, he followed me. Yeah, whoa. Yeah. If you're listening, Seb Gorka, what are you doing here?
Yeah, the Gorkster.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm glad we could do it. And I'm glad I could wear the fort as a hat for an hour or whatever.
It looks beautiful on you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone else, where else to find you?
Yeah. So as mentioned before, the Phone Hacks podcast with me and Nick Crapper. Mm-hmm. And then just Comedy Mike Goldstein on Instagram and Facebook. And then shows coming up for every festival around Australia. Details will be posted endlessly on Instagram stories, but never a selfie video.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Mwah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers.